Ovarian Cancer Australia is encouraging Australians to get moving this November with its National Fitness Challenge, Workout for Women. Now in its fourth year, the campaign invites participants to take on 40, 80 or 120 kilometres over the month, either walking, running, cycling or swimming, to raise funds for women living with ovarian cancer. The Wise Azucena Carrasco spoke with Ovarian Cancer Australia CEO Debbie Scheel to talk about Workout for Women.
Debbie, for listeners who may not know, what is Workout for Women and what inspired Ovarian Cancer Australia to launch this national challenge?
It is a national challenge. Workout for Women is a national movement led by Ovarian Cancer Australia, and it's all about moving for meaning. What's great about this year's Workout for Women is you can set your own challenge. So you can move for 40 kilometres, 80 kilometres or 120 kilometres throughout the month of November. Mm-hmm. You can move in any way that suits you or that you like, that inspires you, walking, running, cycling or swimming, however you choose to get active. And we launched Workout for Women as a way for Australians to come together and to, as a movement of solidarity. Every kilometre everybody walks is like walking alongside women with ovarian cancer. It encourages conversations and breaks some of the silence around ovarian cancer and also raises vital funds to support women with ovarian cancer.
Okay, and so would you think that that is why the movement is so powerful? Just through exactly that, a move for women. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I think people are seeing now the silence around women's health is finally starting to break in Australia. And there is a movement really starting about women's health being under-recognised, under-diagnosed, under-researched and underfunded. And ovarian cancer is the quintessential example of how we have let women down. So that's why Workout for Women is such an important opportunity for all of Australia to get together and to raise awareness of ovarian cancer and the impacts and to stand in solidarity with women and families facing ovarian cancer today.
Because it is a movement, a supporting movement. It is actually encouraging people to open up through that movement in action. And they can join and we will share the details for how to do that. But I want to come back to ovarian cancer because it is known as the most lethal female cancer in Australia. Is that right? Could you tell us what are some of the biggest challenges that women face when they are diagnosed?
Yeah, it's the worst words you want to hear as a woman, to be told that you're diagnosed with ovarian cancer, which is the most lethal of the gynecological cancers. Sadly, ovarian cancer doesn't have an early detection test, and the symptoms are often vague and they're often missed because they can be so general. Things like bloating, frequent urination, pain in the belly. There's lots of common symptoms that can sometimes be misdiagnosed. And I think that combined with the lack of research, it means that once you get diagnosed, the grim facts are that 49% of women who are diagnosed with ovarian cancer will be still alive in 5 years' time. And we also know that, sadly, 70% of women will have a reoccurrence within 3 years. We have to do something to change this story. We have to do something together. And we know we can start a movement. We know we can. That's why Workout for Women is so exciting to us, because it gets people out and active and talking about ovarian cancer and raising funds to support those who are facing it today.
Yeah, those funds raised through Workout for Women, what difference can it make in women and families that are affected by ovarian cancer?
Yes, well, there's lots of things that Ovarian Cancer Australia and the ovarian cancer community do to change the future story. Additional, we advocate for healthcare reform and additional research funding, and we know that that sort of change takes time. So we raise funds to support women and families today. So we need to raise funds to run a helpline, and we also need to raise funds for our clinical support, nursing support services, and also our psychological and counselling services that we provide to women and their families as they go through the myriad of twists and turns that come with an ovarian cancer diagnosis and the treatment journey.
That was Ovarian Cancer Australia CEO Debbie Scheel speaking with The Wire's Azucena Carrasco.